This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The candidates and their surrogates have been making their stretch runs this week, and Florida has been getting a whole lot of love, each side trying to hit just the right mix of messages to galvanize their voters and get them to the polls. One thing that stirs those voters up pretty good is the minimum wage. Four states, Washington, Colorado, Arizona, and Maine, should you be curious, four states have minimum wage increases on the ballot. In Florida, a wage hike proposal didn't quite make it to the ballot, but Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports it's still a potent issue for voters across party lines.
Hillary Clinton appeared at a city park in Tampa last week, and on a warm day in front of a very warm crowd, she gave her Seal the Deal stump speech, including this guaranteed applause line.
We need to raise the national minimum wage so that people who work full time aren't left in poverty.
And afterward in the crowd, I met Bob Buesing, a Tampa Democrat running for an open seat in the state Senate. He said the state's minimum wage currently stands at $8.05 an hour.
Well, let's do this in steps. Let's do 10, then go to 12, and then eventually 15.
And, Buesing pointed out, even Donald Trump has called at some points in his campaign for a minimum wage hike. Here he was in Doral, Florida, back in July.
The minimum wage has to go up. People aren't. At least $10, but it has to go up. But I think that states, federal, I think that states should really call the shot.
So what's come out of Florida's state legislature lately? A lot of silence. Democrats have tried and been repeatedly blocked from even getting a minimum wage hike considered. Randy Pestana is a policy analyst at Florida International University.
It's very difficult to move a $15 an hour minimum wage proposal in a state that the House is dominated by Republicans, the Senate is dominated by Republicans.
Although some cracks have emerged recently, two South Florida Republicans running in new districts with a lot of Black and Latino voters came out last month in favor of hiking the state minimum wage. Pestana says Republicans increasingly need those voters to win. A 60-car caravana weaves its way through a Puerto Rican neighborhood in Orlando. It's part of a big Get Out the Vote drive led by the group Que Vote Mi Gente. Residents come out on their lawns to wave and cheer, among them Elizabeth Bermudez.
Votar para la gente is we have to vote for our community, para la gente de nosotros.
Bermudez supports her disabled father and 18-year-old daughter working as a medical bill coder. Until recently, she made minimum wage. She's for Hillary Clinton, and what does she want?
Help the minimum wage. We all are surviving. We all are sacrificing. We take care of our children, our husband, our home, our job. Yes!
Still, a big hike in the minimum wage is a non-starter for fiscally conservative Republicans, like Anthony Liga, a financial planner in Sarasota.
I think you can have a certain amount of a level of a minimum wage, but like I tell people who fight for the $15 minimum wage, why do we stop at 15? Let's go 50. Let's go 100. And then they'll come back and they'll say, well, that will destroy business. Yes, and so will 15.
But this issue also cuts deeply across party lines. Steve Fixon is 59, a contractor and handyman in Sarasota. He's Republican, an absolute partisan for Donald Trump.
I believe the minimum wage needs to come up. The cost of living has done nothing but go up.
Does 15 sound too high to you?
No, I don't believe so. I'd like to see some of the American people go out there and try to make a living and put a roof over their head and raise a family at $15 an hour. It's literally impossible.
A recent University of South Florida Nielsen poll found 51% of residents think a minimum wage hike to $15 an hour would take Florida's economy in the right direction. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.